This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, and we are heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America and to all our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 operators, dispatchers, and our Border Patrol, too. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the graveyard shift, the overnight shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Our podcast is over there. All the different information that's there, some free things that you can take advantage of, and then you can also check out some of the other items that we have over there, too. Now, joining us right now on this Friday morning, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate and understand and emphasize those two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to get to the obvious in a minute, but yesterday was a big news day down here in Florida. We had stories that are going to emanate across the country because they have national implications. First of all, the embattled Broward County Sheriff sued our governor, Ron DeSantis, over his suspension, blaming politics in his ouster. Can you believe that?
That is really rich, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secondly, the Florida Senate passed a bill to lift the ban on smoking medical marijuana. Whatever the next step is going to be, we'll wait and see. Also, we had a rare 2.6 earthquake hit part of the Florida panhandle, but it didn't leave any significant damage at all. I think I might have felt a little rumble because about the time they had this earthquake, I actually spilled a drink on the table I was sitting at.
Oh, wow. Well,
so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but anyway, who knows? And then, of course, the big news of the night from yesterday was Paul Manafort gets wheeled into a courtroom late in the afternoon in a wheelchair suffering from gout, and he was given 47 months in prison for tax and bank fraud. Now, what that tells me is he'll do about half the sentence there in jail, but that does not account for the next charge he's coming up to be sentenced on, which could give him up to 10 years.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, what they were looking for, the government was looking for, you know, the sentence to be more along the lines of 19 to almost 25 years. And so the judge in this case called that excessive, basically, and trimmed all that down to the 47 months. We understand that Manafort also is going to have to pay $25 million in restitution to the government, mm-hmm. and then also a $50,000 fine on top of that.
Yeah. Now, the big story that continues to loom is the fact that they had this anti-hate measure that was voted on in the House of Representatives. And before it got voted on, this is what Nancy Pelosi had to say. Go, Nancy, go. Come on, Nancy.
not about her. It's about these forms of hatred.
She needs to apologize. She hasn't apologized. Does she need to apologize?
Well, maybe she may need to explain that she did not. It's up to her to explain, but I do not believe that she understood the full weight of the words. As I say, when you're an advocate out there, as I was, so I appreciate all the enthusiasm that comes into our Congress. I told you that before. That was me pushing a stroller and carrying those signs. So I understand how advocates come in with their enthusiasms. But when you cross that threshold into Congress, your words weigh much more than when you're shouting at somebody outside. And I feel confident that her words were not based on any anti-Semitic attitude, but that she didn't have a full appreciation of how they landed on other people, where these words have a history and a cultural impact that may have been unknown to her.
They must think we're stupid. Nancy Pelosi is well aware of the fact that Ms. Omar was born and brought up in a different culture, and that she comes from a totally different heritage, and it's been ingrained in the brains of those people like her that they are enemies of Israel. They don't get along with anybody that doesn't subscribe to their theory. It's my way or the highway. They are radicals. Omar has actually spoken. And by the way, she's out on a tour across the country. She'll be out there in California, in your area, in about another 2 or 3 weeks on a fundraising trip for CARE. You ever heard of CARE?
Oh, that's right. Yes, I've seen the advertisements that she'll be coming to California. But of course, Captain, my question is, didn't she already have to apologize for other things that she said that were against Israel and these kinds of things? And don't you think maybe Nancy Pelosi would kind of figure out that maybe she does understand the weight of her words? I mean, we've been through this before.
It's because of her cultural upbringing. She can't help herself, and she's going to do it over and over again. So isn't AOC, with her background and understanding, with being a democratic socialist, in other words, a communist, and so isn't the other one. What the heck is her name there?
And Talib.
Yeah, because she isn't going to stop either. And when she came out and said, well, I'm going to bring impeachment charges against the president in just this month, just in a short time. And then somebody said, well, she didn't understand the procedure. Yeah, she understands it. She understands it. But you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we're just getting started here. Don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. These people know exactly what they're doing. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Because, you know, Geico does more than just insure your automobile. They have got coverage for just about everything that you own, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, RVs, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local Geico insurance agency. So, check them out. Google it. Go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com to find out your local agent. And once you get to the website, type in your zip code and boom, you're there. And you'll be able to find out what I know. And they can save you money because that's exactly what they did with me. They saved me a bunch of money, which is why I'm talking about them right now on the Radidio. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
In lieu of everything that's going on, there is a bright light shining in the scheme of things, and it's our vice president. I want you to pay attention to what he had to say yesterday. I didn't hear anybody mention this anywhere, and he gave another rousing speech, and I've got about a minute and 30 seconds of it. Here we go.
Does the American people have a choice to make in the next 20 months? And the stakes could not be higher. And the choice could not be clearer. It's a choice between more growth, prosperity, and opportunity for every American, or a return and an acceleration to the direction and the failed economic policies of the past. It's increasingly obvious in the public debate. It's a choice between freedom and socialism. Today, many leading Democrats openly advocate an economic system that has impoverished millions around the world. Under the guise of Medicare for all and a Green New Deal, Democrats are embracing the same tired economic theories that have impoverished nations and stifled the liberties of millions. What they're actually offering is just more of the same. More taxes, more spending, more government, and less freedom.
And let's stop it right there for a second, Kyle, because the president, the vice president, is exactly spot on. Mike Pence is exactly spot on that we have a choice between freedom and our liberties and socialism.
Well, that's exactly on point, because socialism and the implementation of what we've seen in socialist dictatorships or, you know, over time is the fact that you lose your freedom, you lose your rights. The government somehow now will tell you what your rights are going to be, and they're going to change. They could change overnight. And so what Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, is talking about couldn't be more important, because, again, we're in these United States, we're about self-determination, about the individual, about empowering the individual. Yes, we have a collective society, we have laws, we have a constitution, we have to have rules, but the thing is that we don't have someone ruling over us. That's what Ocasio-Cortez, the so-called Democrat Socialist, that's what they want to bring about, a ruling over of the people. That's not what we're going to accept.
You're right. And here I'll finish up what Mike Pence had to say, because, again, you did not hear about this anywhere, but you're hearing about it now.
So let me say from my heart, all my fellow Americans gathered in this room, all of you living the American dream, it was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. It was freedom, not socialism, that ended slavery, won two world wars, and stands today as a beacon of hope in the world. It was freedom, not socialism, that's moving us beyond the prejudices of the past to create a more perfect union for every American, regardless of race or creed or color. And it was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the highest quality of life, the cleanest environment on earth, and has improved the health and well-being of millions around the world.
How about that?
Well, he's absolutely right. And the thing is, Captain, is that over the history of the world, it always seems to be the norm that you have somebody essentially ruling over somebody else. The United States is in the modern era is really kind of this little blip in world history of freedom, true freedom and self-determination. And so what Vice President Pence is talking about is this hope, this beacon, and that's something that we absolutely have to fight for, because there's always going to be somebody who wants to come along and take it away. And he's absolutely right. That's what won two world wars, freed the slaves, did these things that expanded the economy to empower people, not to subjugate them.
And there are three individuals that are going to hand the 2020 election to positive-thinking American patriots, a.k.a. conservatives, a.k.a. Republicans, a.k.a. independents who believe in the great United States of America. The three people that are going to hand the Republicans the election are AOC, Omar, and Tlaib.
Well, because
the more they talk.
That's exactly right. So they should keep on talking because they are so radical. Now, some people will begin to follow them. We see Ocasio-Cortez, as I've said before, you know, she starts to be reminiscent of like a cult leader. This is the kind of following that she will have. You're absolutely right. The more that they talk, they continue to show exactly what's going on. And then with Nancy Pelosi, Captain, basically, you know, almost giving cover to Omar, is just absolutely reprehensible. They can't even create a resolution that says these comments by this representative are reprehensible and we're not going, we don't accept them and we reject them. They can't even, see, there's no leadership going on with the Democrats. They will not stand up for what is right.
There's dumb and there's dumber. There's the blind leading the blind. And then you've got crazy like a fox where they lead them down the gilded path until all of a sudden they go over the edge of the cliff.
Well, sure. And when it comes to Bernie Sanders, we don't know how far he'll go in this whole thing now, but even so, if you see some of these these recordings from circa the middle of the 1980s, where he's lauding the Soviet Union, and his wife is saying how wonderful it is that they're going and that people can go be part of an orchestra, and they don't have to take time off from work to do it because it's all so wonderful. You know, oh my goodness, and yet they don't worry about the millions who were slaughtered.
And let's establish in the right here from the beginning, Bernie the porn writer back in the 60s and 70s, that's how he made his living.
Right. Well, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all these things taken into what the character of individuals like Bernie Sanders are all about. And this is a really, really big deal. It's not about just shouting free stuff or anything like that. It's about the character of the person and where we're going as a nation and whether or not somebody will say, look, we took all the guns. Guess what now? Now we're in charge. Remember AOC said, I'm the boss? Well, just wait until the Democrats get their way on that kind of thing.
Well, the resolution that was passed, it's called H.R. 183, says whether from the political right, center, or left, bigotry, discrimination, oppression, racism, and imputations of dual loyalty threaten American democracy and have no place in American political discourse. Dual loyalty.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, but didn't Rashida Tlaib, didn't she sort of wrap herself up in the Palestinian flag?
Absolutely, Omar took her oath on the Koran.
Yeah, so I'm wondering where the loyalties lie here.
Yeah, and, you know, again, there's, like I said, there's crazy like a fox, and there's crazy like people using the less informed and ignorant masses, if you will, to lead them over the edge of the cliff by promising them all kinds of free stuff that they're never going to get because there isn't enough money to pay for all this stuff.
Well, there's not. And then also, too, when let's just say, well, we're going to confiscate all this money and then we're going to put this Green Deal together and all that. Well, nothing works in a vacuum like that, because as soon as they start confiscating everybody's wealth and money, and if you make money, guess what? They're going to confiscate that. People aren't going to produce the same way. The economy's not going to be the same once you run over it with a train like the way that they want to do that. And so, again, they create a crisis in order to take power. That's what this is all about. It's not about being better to Mother Earth or any of that kind of stuff. All that is a sham smokescreen in order to gain power. I hate to say it, but that's their goal.
And while we heard about Paul Manafort being sentenced to 47 months on the first series of charges, which is cheating on his taxes and bank fraud, not reporting a certain amount of income and whatnot, then, well, I guess we're going to have to wait till we come back. But when we come back, I'm just going to tease what it is we're going to do. You know, Michael Cohen, the lawyer, says that he's owed $2 million by the Trump companies. We'll see how that all works out here in a minute. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign advisor, sentenced to just shy of 4 years in prison. The charges not related to the Russia investigation, but stemming from bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. In other news, support from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Trump scheduled to head to Alabama. He will visit families in Lee County who lost loved ones in the massive tornado, whose homes also destroyed. Alabama Senator Republican Richard Shelby revealing how he'll vote on the Democrats' attempt to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico.
I'm going to vote with the president, and I'm going to vote no on disapproval, because I believe the president has some constitutional rights and some statutory rights to do some things in an emergency.
Shelby, a guest on Fox News, the declaration aimed at funding construction of the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Wayne Allen Root will be our headliner, segments one and two of the weekend show, which means Kyle gets a night off tonight, the Friday night over Saturday morning weekend show that we record for play all across the country. Many of our affiliates pick it up and play it at various times. For example, in Detroit. We have an affiliate in Detroit. It's a Salem affiliate there that plays our weekend show Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. in the morning. So when we record it live from 2 to 5, they play that show at 8 a.m. in the morning. So you folks in Detroit will be hearing that show at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. And welcome aboard Detroit. So back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yep, going to be in a Motor City.
Yeah, that sounds really great.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Now, let's go back to talking about the attorney, Michael Cohen. He is claiming that the Trump companies owe him $2 million for work that was done. Now, I would take that with a grain of salt because I'm not really sure that that would be the case. And in the event now that he's been convicted of lying, how can you believe him?
Well, that's right. And what is the basis of his claim is that under his contract with the Trump Organization and in his legal capacity as their representative, basically, that they would have indemnified him to a certain degree, and in order to pay attorney's fees and costs having to deal with the special counsel, congressional hearings, and all these other things that have been swirling ever since President Trump got into the political realm. So that's the basis of what he's talking about. Now, of course, because it's a contractual matter, I'm sure that the Trump Organization lawyers will argue the opposite and bring up all these different hearings and things that Cohen did or said, and so they could fight about this $2 million for quite some time.
And we do know that Michael Cohen will be getting $130,000 because a judge ordered Stormy Daniels to pay Mr. Cohen the $130,000 that he paid her to be quiet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Judge James Otero said that her lawsuit was irrelevant because she, quote, received exactly what she wanted when they rescinded the non-disclosure agreement that she got paid $130,000 for. And so, again, very interesting development. And it's not just $130,000 back to Cohen, but I understand that she also has to pay court costs or something like that or other fees back to Trump as a result of a different ruling. So this is not a good day for Stormy Daniels.
No, it's not. And, of course, I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, of course, has got his show that you hear over at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's the website, correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right, there you go. Now, we're going to do a little fast scooching around here. Representative Tlaib said that she botched the impeachment explanation. Remember the other day she said, well, I'm going to be introducing articles of impeachment here over the next few weeks, and we're going to get this done shortly this month. Remember she said that?
Oh, yes.
She said that she botched the impeachment explanation. She didn't know what the expression was. She knew what she was doing.
Well, it seems to me, too, that when she got elected, didn't she have a profanity-laced speech in front of her kids or something about how she was going to impeach the blankety-blank?
Yep.
That's right. So
dressed in a Pakistani or Palestinian flag, yep.
That's right. So I don't think that she made a mistake on that. I just find it hard to believe, you know, that she'd make a mistake on terminology.
Now, Nancy Pelosi seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. We'll never forget her because of this expression.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
How about they never treated anybody the way that they're treating President Donald Trump? How about just tossing that in there right now?
Well, exactly. Yeah, we're living in very uncharted waters, to be sure, politically. We've never seen this kind of intensity before. I mean, people might go back to Watergate and the kind of divisiveness that was happening at that time in the country, but all that even seems to pale in comparison now just to the lines that are being drawn. I mean, even to the point, Captain, where nobody in the Congress, especially on the Democrat side of the aisle, they have no interest in governing. They have no interest in making a deal for DACA, for example. They have no interest in doing anything like that because it's almost, And I hate to say something like this, but it's almost Civil War level of, we're just not going to work with you kind of thing.
Right. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi was very, you got to wonder if she's losing her mind what the deal is here, because she said, and I quote, when you leave this earth and go to heaven and meet our founders, are you going to say hi to them? What does that mean?
Oh, my goodness. Why? Because they were terrible people or something like that?
No, they were racist, homophobes, bigots. So, you know, I can hear it now. And of course, the anti-Semitism resolution has got everybody just going nuts right now. Of course, Nancy yesterday said it was going to be enlarged and it wouldn't mention Representative Omar. And no, it didn't. But it should have, because Mr. Congressman Rick Engel from New York State, who was on the Foreign Relations Committee, said that he wanted her to have to apologize for her statements, and she wasn't even, she hasn't even done that.
No, she hasn't. In fact, there was, I think it was a Fox News reporter followed her in the, encountered her there on Capitol Hill and followed her outside. She was with the congressional aide and had one simple question, will you apologize for these remarks? Will you condemn anti-Semitism? That sort of thing. And she wouldn't even give him the time of day. This is a really, really big deal. And as we should root out racism and fight it and condemn it wherever it rears its head. And yet when she does it, and going against Israel, anti-Semitic comments, when she does it, she's immune to all of this. And you've got people running cover for her. This is ridiculous.
Now, did you hear about the school in California where the youngster came in with the Ash Wednesday cross on his forehead and the teacher said you have to wash that off?
I did hear. I heard.
Because it might offend somebody?
Yeah, that is obviously a terrible thing. These people have seriously held religious beliefs. This last Wednesday was Ash Wednesday on the Christian calendar, of course. And can you imagine, Captain, if somebody had come in and had some sort of high holiday Muslim symbol or something like that as part of their seriously held religious beliefs, and they were asked to go home or take it off or whatever? Can you imagine the fervor that would ensue from that? It's terrible. People, just because they go to a public school doesn't mean that they stop being who they are.
Now, Kirstjen Nielsen was on the Capitol Hill this week talking about the border and all the different issues there, and she made a comment about something because Kamala Harris asked her, she said, why do you take toys away from children in your custody? Did you hear that question get asked?
I did not. No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, she asked a question of that, and the DHS Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, said, well, illegal minors have been separated from their detained parents like in the last three administrations, which is true.
Well, that's right.
Because the parents, they have to be able to prove that they're the darn parents, and half the time they're not.
That's right. You see, because do you think some people might be so bad that they would actually lie about that kind of stuff in order to gain entry or to appear as something that they're not? And certainly, these things have been going on in the past administrations, but they haven't been a big problem for the far left because it wasn't happening under Donald Trump. This is only there to bludgeon the president and the administration and try to come up with something and create this new problem that makes it look like Trump's a monster. And that's really what they're doing, and they know what they're doing, Captain.
Now, do you remember back when Harry Reid was around, we had the wind power and the solar power and the money being floated around for a lot of different people to go out there, including Harry Reid's son, who, by the way, went bankrupt and lost millions of dollars federal money. Remember all that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, be advised, folks, there's a bipartisan bill with a few Republicans and a few Democrats coming out of the House that would enrich a few energy technologies at the expense of the American taxpayers all over again.
Well, that's right. I guess if it worked one time, they'll think it'll work again, that kind of thing. But again, we'll have to watch it very, very closely. But certainly there are great ideas for having mission-specific energy sources and these kinds of things. Let a thousand flowers bloom on that regard. But when it gets into these big echelons, then you can run afoul of, trying to set up winners and losers.
And one of the ways that the Democrats plan on playing for all these programs they're talking about is there's a new tax proposal which could devastate Americans' retirement accounts because they want to tax your retirement money before you even get it.
Not surprised.
Yep. All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you Sunday night over Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. And Kyle Warren will be back Sunday night over Monday morning because tomorrow night we will have Wayne Allen Root on a weekend show. And a lot of people have been waiting to find out what Wayne's going to have to say. In the meantime, you're going to want to hear what the weather's all about because we do have a big snowstorm out there in the plains. This is the Captain's America Third Watch live from Tampa, Florida, and I'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth.
I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box at GMC. Now with a tricked-out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. He's a working class, and we don't know where he's at tonight, but he's up there somewhere on the iced highway with those truckers up yonder way for sure. Alrighty, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active, retired, and 911 dispatchers too, get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles at the four Moss Family Automotive dealerships. Now, a significant storm system is expected to bring heavy snow and hazardous travel from the northern plains to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes all over the weekend. Here we go again. On the warm side of the storm, however, there will be severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes on the warm side of the storm. Now, this will take place in the lower Mississippi River Valley, again, to the northern Gulf Coast region. And the southeast, there'll be heavy rainfall, localized flash flooding, also possible. By the way, there's some rain pretty much scattered across Georgia tonight. Atlanta, you should be getting some rain right about now. North Alabama, you're getting rain. The western part of Mississippi, you're getting rain along the river. And Arkansas and parts of Louisiana are getting some rain tonight, too. So there you go. But in the meantime, let's back up and let's go find the snow. But don't have to go very far. In California, you had the system come on shore. You got a lot of rain in general over California tonight, except in the higher elevations where it is snowing. In the higher elevations, again, or should I say still. Now, moving over into Nevada. Eastern Nevada, the eastern third of Nevada, is snowing tonight. It's snowing over into Utah tonight. Salt Lake City, northern Utah, I-80. You're going to have snow across about Battle Mountain all the way to the Wyoming line. And then when you get to Wyoming, there's a winter storm watch for a lot of Wyoming tonight, which means conditions are imminent for snow and blowing snow and all that good sort of stuff. And then it pushes out in front. The southeastern corner of Montana, the bottom half of North Dakota to include Bismarck and Fargo, all of South Dakota to include Rapid City, all the way over there to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Also in Nebraska, you've got the winter storm watch there in Nebraska along I-80. Minnesota, the bottom half to two-thirds of Minnesota, including the Twin Cities, a winter storm watch there. And the western part of Wisconsin, a winter storm watch there. So this is where the storm is headed right now. However, out in front of it, there are some general snow flurries tonight in the southeastern part of Iowa, the northeastern part of Missouri, the central part of Illinois, the central part of Indiana, the southernmost part of Ohio to include Cincinnati, the northern part of Kentucky, and in the mountains of West Virginia and the mountains of Virginia going up I-81, you've got snow flurries there tonight with 1 to 2 inches of snow. Now, believe it or not, in upstate New York, North of Syracuse. Now, this starts about Oswego County, goes into the Tug Hill Plateau and the Adirondacks and up towards Watertown. Believe it or not, you have a winter storm warning, and lake effect snow is still part of the forecast up there, as is Ripley, New York, over to Dunkirk on the I-90 thruway there south of Buffalo. Lake effect snow. Now, Colorado, 710 KNUS Denver. You've got a winter storm warning up outside the rocks headed not only to the west of Denver, but also to the north of Denver going up into the southern part of Wyoming tonight. A winter storm warning. There is snow in the area. It's also a lot of winds and blowing snow going around. There is some rain in the lower elevations to the west of Denver as you come down towards Grand Junction. Some rain in that area. The eastern part of Utah, south of southern and central part of Utah, below the I-80 line. There's some scattered showers down there, too. Now, in Arizona, we have a lot of wind tonight, very windy out in front of this front. And also in New Mexico, a lot of high winds tonight and a lot of blowing dust, which in some cases can make driving interesting, and a fire alert for the southern part of New Mexico tonight for very dry timber and brush. Be careful there along I-10 and in the El Paso area, too, as well. Now, we do have some areas of fog, patchy fog, south of Houston. It looks like about Galveston on down to not quite Brownsville in that area. And we also tonight need to be looking at the high winds up there in the eastern part of Wisconsin, because depending on what way those winds are going to blow, it's going to kick in the lake effect snow machine up there for Michigan again. But right now, the way the wind is blowing, it's blowing downstream, so to speak, which is where that snow is coming from. That's down south of I-80 and down along I-70 and I-64. That actually is coming off the Great Lakes, off Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, and Lake Erie, going south down that far. So there you go. And it's just scattered flurries at the moment, but that's where that snow is coming from. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that when you are looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, there's only one dealership that's going to give you 365 days a year, the You Serve, You Save policy, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all the 911 dispatchers, too, are going to get preferred pricing, saving them literally thousands of dollars on a new vehicle. Now, they've got four dealerships. They also have certified pre-owned cars, where, guess what? You get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. You also get free oil changes for the life of the vehicle. You get free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Nobody, but nobody, is doing that. And there's a vehicle for everybody. Doesn't matter what your credit score is, they can work with you on just about anything that they have there, and I've been told that, and I've seen that, because I've had people that have come up there that have had just terrible credit numbers that couldn't get taken care of somewhere else, and Boss Nissan has worked with them, put them in a car, made it affordable for them, and guess what? They're out driving around. So there is no excuse. So I want you to go to Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Automotive, and look up the four dealerships they've got. They've got the Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey. I will be in Crystal River on the 23rd from 11 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. They've also got the Moss Wholesale to the Public certified pre-owned lot in Homosassa Springs. And they've got the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet, where we were at last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, sorry, in Dale Mabry, North Dale Mabry. So there you go. We actually were last weekend. I was down in, up in Newport Richey. We had a tremendous event there with the dogs from the Pasco County Sheriff's Department. And even the Tampa Bay Police, and by the way, I want to say hello to the canine handlers that are out there working tonight. Tampa Bay Police Department, met a couple of them yesterday. And we were talking about that event we had up there at Moss Nissan. So you guys, I hope you're staying low there and keep those dogs happy. All right, we're coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. She's got plenty to say tonight, I'm sure. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.